So, Ian Donis, how many legislative races are we looking at this year?
Well, let's start off, Elizabeth, by noting that there are 113 seats in the legislature, 75 in the House, 38 in the Senate. But even before the primary, about one-third of those seats were not contested. The field of candidates was narrowed during primary races. Now, about 32 House seats and about 15 Senate seats are up for grabs.
And of these races, which are the most important?
Clearly, the most important race is playing out in Cranston between Democratic House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello and his Republican rival, Stephen Fries. We won't go into too much detail here since I did a story on that for our air earlier this week. But this is seen as a very competitive race. Mattiello has a lot of advantages going in. He's got a lot more money and he's spent heavily. But this is seen as a competitive race and anything could happen.
And what makes it such an important race?
Well, because the speaker is a very powerful figure. He's often referred to as the most powerful elected official in Rhode Island. That's because the speaker controls the whole process of things in the House, including the flow of legislation. And the House always takes up the governor's budget and makes a series of changes to it. So the speaker has ultimate control over that as well. Another high-profile race is playing out in Providence. There was a big upset when a progressive Democrat, Marcia Ranglin-Vassell, upset the majority leader, John DeSimone, in the September primary. DeSimone is running a write-in race. Those are almost never successful, but he's putting a lot of money into it. And we should note there's also a Republican in that race, Roland Lavallee. It's very difficult for Republicans to get elected in Providence.
So, Ian, those are some of the high-profile races. What else are you keeping an eye on?
It often seems like deja vu again for Republicans as they try and make gains in the House. One of the hurdles facing Republicans is how they're starting out by losing four incumbent seats. And there's a interesting race in West Warwick. Patricia Morgan, who's been a very vocal opponent of the Democratic status quo, faces a strong Democratic challenger, Anthony Paolino. There's also an independent in the race, Vincent Marzullo, and that could offer an edge to Morgan as she tries to hang on. Another race in West Warwick, Patricia Serpa, who is now the chair of the House Oversight Committee that has been holding some oversight hearings on the UHIP controversy, has not been campaigning that much due to an illness in her family. She faces an independent challenger from a fellow named Mark Bourget.
And the UHIP controversy, we should say, is controversy over the rollout of a new computer program, online system, rather, for determining eligibility for a whole host of state benefits. It's been quite a troubled rollout.
That's right. And gun issues are also playing out in a couple of legislative races. Up in Burrowville, there's an incumbent Democrat named Cale Keeble. A new gun control group called Rhode Islanders for Gun Safety has poured about $16,000 into the race, not so much to aid Keeble's Republican opponent, David Place, but because Keeble is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and that role is the gatekeeper for much gun-related legislation. And out on Aquidneck Island, former Rep. Linda Finn won the primary to try and come back to the House. She faces Republican Ken Mendonca. That area of Aquidneck Island is a conservative-leaning area. Republicans have a fair shot of winning out there, but Finn has been campaigning hard.
And Finn is the Democrat.
That's right.
You mentioned the use of special interest money. Ian, what are some of the other groups who are pouring money into legislative races this year?
Well, there's a newish group called the Gaspee Project. It's a conservative-leaning organization that's sharply opposed to the truck tolls plan to pay for bridge improvements. And through about three different waves of spending, the Gaspee Project has poured about $50,000 into legislative races for radio ads and to send out mailers either supporting or opposing candidates based on how they voted on truck tolls and some other issues.
We may be running short on time, but we don't want to give short shrift to the Senate. How are those races shaping up?
Well, Senate President Teresa Pavlovich, who's been in the Senate for a long time, has a challenger, Sav Rebecki. He's not campaigning door to door, but he has shined a light on how Pavlovich has gotten a lot more money in campaign contributions since moving into leadership, much of it from out of state. There are a couple of other Senate races up in the Cumberland area. Democrat Ryan Pierce Jackson faces a challenge from Republican Billy Charette in Coventry. Nicholas Kettle, part of the small Republican caucus, faces his second challenge from Marco Morisseau, a community activist who lost to him 2 years ago. In Hopkinton, Senator Elaine Morgan faced controversy earlier this year for suggesting Muslims should be put in camps. She later kind of walked that back, and she is being challenged by former Democratic Senator Kathy Kuhl Rumsey. It's more of a conservative-leaning district, so that may help Morgan to hang on.
Ian, there have been many observers this year who have talked about the mood among voters, a certain amount of anger at the status quo. How is that playing out this year in Rhode Island in these races for the General Assembly?
That's a really good question, Elizabeth. We're not going to know the answer fully until after the voting next Tuesday, but the voters could throw their support to Republican challengers or independent challengers, or they could back the status quo. A lot of this comes down to geography in Rhode Island. In cities like Providence or Pawtucket, Democrats are heavily favored. In some of the more suburban areas, those can be more Republican-leaning out on Aquidneck Island or in western or northern Rhode Island. So we'll really have to wait and see on that.
Overall, do you expect much of a shift, though, in power at the State House?
The big question is really the race involving House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello. It's possible Frias could stage an upset, but barring that, I don't expect major changes in the composition of the legislature this time.
Ian Donis covers politics for Rhode Island Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Elizabeth.